Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The new Edge Pro from Moultrie Mobile gives you more control over what you see with features like Live Aim and the industry's first false trigger elimination technology. Live Aim removes the guesswork at setup with a live preview from your camera. And FTE extends battery life and eliminates up to 96% of unwanted images, meaning if deer photos are what you want, deer photos are what you get.
Hey everybody, Ricky Brule here, Vapor Trail. We're really excited about some new features that we've just added to the Gen Integrate X Limb Driver Aero Ref. So we've eliminated that knob and now it's an Allen key that you would use to make that adjustment. We thinned up the area here where the activation cord is, a little bit lower profile, so now you don't have any issues with the low profile quiver, the added feature of the integrated mounting system.
Additional features include new markings that differentiate your locking screws from your windage and elevation screws. Trust the originators of limb-driven technology and head over to our website at vaportrailarchery.com or stop into your local archery pro shop to get yours today.
Before we get started, we want to say a special thanks to the companies who helped make this show possible. And those companies include Easton Archery, Gas Bowstrings, Burris, The Bow Hitch, Scott Archery, and Trophy Ridge. Also, special shout out to Deer Camp Coffee for keeping us caffeinated throughout the show and keeping us entertaining for you. The Outdoor Podcast was created and produced by BowhunterPlanet.com. If you ever want to learn archery, please check out BowhunterPlanet.com and you get a minute to learn the skills you need to become an archer or a bow hunter. And now, on to the show. Welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. We hope you are having a wonderful night. Tonight, Tim and I are going to get into some detail on about Tim's life.
Oh boy. I was wondering what the topic was. How much detail we want to share on that
one. No, I actually don't have a topic, but I figured we could make something there somewhere. Anyway, we did get the new Inside Archery in, so I thought that could be something we could look at. Maybe find a topic in here.
Noise.
The other thing is, I got something for you. This is kind of cool. Yep, I got you a gift. All
right. Oh, jeez.
This, my friend. Careful. Japanese cutting knife. You can use it for camping, cooking. You know, it's made for cut anything, really. Carefully.
We're going to play a game real quick.
Let's not. That thing's so heavy, dude.
Kids, don't do that at home. It was just a joke. Oh, man. That's cool, man.
Hey, don't stop there. I got another gift for you.
It's like a bone crusher, man.
It is. It's pretty sweet. But they cut tomatoes with it, strawberries, really? Anything. Apparently, it's Japanese, and they use that for when they do sushis type stuff. And
interesting. If I ever catch a tuna.
Yeah, I was thinking you could use up north, you know, do some steak cut up with that. Then I got you this.
What are you doing? Cocktail smoker.
Cocktail smoker.
Nice, dude.
And I figured you could pair that sweet with that whiskey that Drop Tine sends.
Oh, yes. Look at this thing. We'll get into this for sure.
This is all TikTok shop stuff.
Wow. Beech, apple, cherry?
It's more than that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I did a quick video on it to test
it. That's cool. Pecan wood.
I figured you would respect this more than I could.
I would, yeah.
I have no idea how to use this, really. I did it for a drink, and it was okay, but yeah. I know what I'm doing, so I figured. You. But it's cool because it just goes onto the cup.
And then you light it.
There's a vacuum. You hit this button.
Yep.
And it's just a fan. Now it's drawing. You light the stuff with the
lighter.
That's
actually a cool one. I've used or I've had something that was similar, but not as cool as this thing, man. That's cool.
Yeah, I was like, you know what?
Awesome.
I'm never going to use this, but Tim will.
I like it.
Same with the knife. I was like, Tim might use that knife. Yeah, if not,
Man, my wife's going to love me. I got a whole hutch full of knives.
Good.
So we'll add it to the collection. Actually, I will take that one up north, though.
That's what I said. It might be cool to,
in the woods and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
Or when we're cooking those porterhouses this weekend.
Well, that's what they do with these on, some of the TikTok videos I've seen. They actually cook on a log.
Yeah.
And they're chopping on the log with this and then with food, and then they cook it on the fire and they bring
on
it
on the
back.
Smoke with
yeah,
the
and one. They take it. They scoop everything with that one.
That'd be a good meal to think about is doing some salmon, man.
We could bring a cast iron. Salmon.
Yeah.
Cast iron right on top.
Well, I got
of
that smoker, though, too, up there.
No, I thought you meant on the fire.
Oh, we could. I have a fire grate up there.
Yeah.
That would be cool, man.
That would be sweet.
Just use tinfoil. I've done that before as well. But good times, man. I'm looking forward. We got big event this weekend.
Total Archery Challenge. Cool. Let's go.
So watch out for that content coming. We usually go there and meet some people, do some quick TikToks, and that's always a good event. If you haven't checked out Total Archery Challenge in your state, because I don't know how many states are in there.
A lot.
I don't know, 10, 15.
Apparently, I was on a live the other night, and apparently Total Archery Challenge is coming back to Michigan in the UP.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, no way. So I look it up, and sure enough,
when is this?
They have a Minnesota-Wisconsin-Michigan event in the UP because it's all by Wisconsin,
Minnesota.
So it's
got to be over on
it's
the west.
It's way over on the west side.
I'm going there this summer.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that time.
I'll be
August or no?
No, I'll be middle, end of July.
I feel like it's August, but isn't that crazy? It's like way over there. How long does it take to get all that way over there?
From our area, probably 8.5-9 hours.
That's why
it's like driving down to Tennessee almost,
It's pretty long.
I think it's four and a half up to the bridge, and then another four and a half across. So
nice.
Looking forward to that.
New Burris sign. Don't touch it, though. It'll fall over. I just leaned it there. Isn't that cool?
What's this cup?
You guys don't see the behind the scenes. This doesn't look as nice back here, but pretty cool. I didn't know it was in the box they sent us. I was like, that is sick.
That's a cool sign. I like the back.
It is really cool. Yeah, they've LEDs.
It's kind of like an on-air sign,
I love it. Yeah, I just got to figure where we're going to put it, but for now, I figured we'll throw it there.
Burris has some cool stuff, man.
They do. The Oracle 2 and the Oracle X are both phenomenal, and I'm looking forward really to deep diving the Oracle 2 again. We've done some stuff with it in the past. Not enough, though. I really want to get more into it. Jamie did a video on it. It was kind of basic. I want to get more, real detail. Yeah. All right, number one, first video, how to set it up. Second video, how to use it in the field. Third video, right? I want it to be very precise so people don't feel overwhelmed.
How to reset it even. Because if I buy it and I sell it to somebody else, how do I, if I get it from somebody else, what do I do to reset it or recalibrate it or whatever?
I just want people to feel not nervous to buy one, because they're a good price right now. They got them super low right now. So my thought was, they're $600 or $500.
That's nice, man.
They are real low for. I mean, you're talking.
What do you think about some of your 4-3-5 pins? They're $400.
UltraView $600 for one of those. That's not even that's what I'm saying. This is a range finding bow sight that's metal. It's nice.
Well, yeah, and you think about the fact that you don't need rangefinder on top of it.
Yeah,
you add that cost into saving there. I mean, you're basically getting a high quality sight all automatic. So
Garmin sent.
I'm gonna tell you, compound bow hunters. Though when you use it, you're cheating, bro.
Cheaters.
It's like using a cross.
Yeah, if you're a compound, use a trad, bro. No, but Garmin sent us their new chronograph. It's about $600. It's really nice. It's literally
shoot through.
No, it's not. It's this big of a box, and you shoot over it.
Oh, that's really?
It. There's just no wires, nothing. It's
no
all
way.
USB charging. It's literally smaller than my phone.
Is there a display screen on it?
Yeah, it's nice. I'll show you in a minute. It's out there, but so something interesting happened. So I didn't expect, if I'm being honest. So basically, someone said the comment because I did a quick video on it on YouTube Shorts and TikTok Shorts and all that, and I did a video on it, and somebody replied, said, "Hey, I'd love to see you do your old one versus the new one and see what the speed difference is." And I thought that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So what do you think happened?
I think they were absolutely identical because it's just mathematics.
No.
Dang it.
That was the weird part. And now when I think about it, I think I know why, but I'll see what your thoughts are. So
The Garmin was 5 feet per second slower than the other one.
Okay.
But the Garmin asked me the weight of the arrow. It actually took, incorporated the weight of the arrow.
See, but that's not like distance equals rate times time. Right? So you're
Well, rate, it's not that. It's know? The radar. The way it captures speed is the issue.
Yeah, here. So it's some sort of imaging.
Well, theirs is a radar. So I don't know what the other one is compared to a radar. So, but the thing is...
Yeah, I think the other one is it measures it, because it shoot through. It measures it at the front, measures it at the back. And it's just a mathematical calculation there.
Correct, yeah. But if I had to guess, like, and again, this is my guess, I would say Garmin's accurate. I would say it's probably more accurate, because I feel like Garmin is a top-tier company. And I would think their scientific mathematical pieces of this would be spot on.
I'm trying to think of a way that we can run a test, though. Like, what?
The only way I could think of is to run, like, 6 or 7 different chronos to see which ones are different.
Well, just trying to figure out a way to, like...
Or a BB gun. Shoot something else that's consistent, too.
Yeah, but you still don't know what the truth is. You know what I mean?
I agree. I don't know how you would ever know. Because we don't know whose system's actually better.
I'm going to think about this a little bit.
I'm going to go on a limb and say...
There's got to be a scientific approach to this.
I'm going to say Garmin wins, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but it doesn't really matter, I guess, if you're just going to hold all of them to the same standard.
Yeah.
So for us now, the standard will be this, but the difference is that most boat companies are going to lose probably 5 feet per second.
Yeah. I think. You know what we could do? I bet you we could drop something, because... Gravity is going.
Speaking of that, hold on.
I think I got it.
I did one more test. I decided to run it without telling it the weight of the arrow.
And?
It went up by 1 foot per second.
Went up by 1 foot per second.
Strange, right? I'm like, why? Why would that have changed anything?
Yeah, I got to read up on how they do this. If it's like,
I don't know.
Like,
we got to get them on the podcast. Yeah. We should just ask them. Like, okay, well, why would it? What happens here? Like, how's this?
Yeah, I want to run some tests, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, dropping something, because, you know, you drop a 5-pound bowling ball, you drop a 1-pound baseball or whatever, and they're going to fall at the same rate. So, and we know what that rate is. So we'll try and do something. We'll try and do something.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Cool. Those kind of challenges intrigue me.
Yeah, you know? It's cool. Dude, it's so tiny, though. I mean, literally, it's this little box that goes on your pole. It just screws on. It's got USB-C. So... It charges that way, has no cords, no lights.
It's a shoot over.
Nothing.
I wonder if it's a difference of, like, whether you shoot over the center.
I mean, that's a great question. Sides. That's a great question.
You know, that could be too, the way that it's capped, or if you're shooting on an angle.
That is an excellent question. And actually, I think we could test that. We can test that. No problem. Okay. We could shoot it on different angles. We'll try it tonight. We'll shoot at different angles.
Cool. That's fun.
Okay. So, next topic I want to talk about is more like not really hunting or archery related by any means, but just what has been your go-to music lately?
Oh man, Matt Carney came out with a new album, right? And for those of you that don't know what an album is, it's a whole list of songs that they put out at the same time, rather than just like one song at a time. Something I grew up with, you know?
Never thought of that. You're right.
But he put out a whole new album.
A record.
I ordered the vinyl weeks ago.
Cool.
So I got the vinyl in the mail on the release date, which is
the vinyl full size or a small one?
Full size.
Wow.
The only difference, so I have 3 vinyls now. 2 of them are signed. This one, they weren't doing a signing one. But dude, that I love it, man. It's kind of like it's soft. It's kind of Caribbean in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great album, man. I've been listening to that one nonstop.
So. That's cool.
I know what you want to talk about, though.
What?
Need to Breathe.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. Definitely. Yeah. I was going to talk about, this is a weird comment I'm going to make, but there's some, okay, so I have this weird belief that, like, when you connect with somebody, like shake their hand, fist bump them, I always feel like,
I connected.
You now have connected with all of the people they've connected with. Like it's like spider webs. Like just like connection has been connected, and you know there's it's like Tetris.
Yeah,
like
something
everything
ties you together,
and you're tied together now forever because you linked your
pores. You have a common memory. You have a core memory.
Yeah, I can't explain it, but I feel like if you shake someone's hand, all that stuff, like you're somehow linked differently than if you never met that person at all. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, somehow it's a little different. Whatever. It's stupid, I know, but it's just the way.
Seven Degrees of David Thomas.
Well, anyhow, the main singer slapped my hand. That's what I was getting at. Yeah, walked around. He walked.
But Easton match grade shafts undergo a far more meticulous straightness check with razor tolerance at both ends, the center, and the critical quarter locations. Discover the ultimate in precision and made in USA quality. Visit your authorized Easton dealer and pick up your Easton Match Grade Pro Shop Series arrows today.
Established in a small town in Kentucky in 1981, a company that produces quality products that archers have come to rely on. I started shooting with a Scott release and have passed the tradition on. As I've aged, the company I started with continues to innovate and produce the premium products it always has. My dad always told me, never forget where you came from. Well, I haven't. Shoot with confidence. Shoot a Scott.
For more than 20 years, Trophy Ridge has developed tools that bow hunters trust and continue to lead the way in bow hunting innovation. Our field-proven products dish out dirt naps all over the world. We've manufactured and sold millions of products along the way, each one strategically designed to give you a distinct advantage in the field. From the backyard and competitive courses, to the backcountry and Midwest cornfields, our products remain lethal, accurate, and continue to help you react to the situation at hand. Trophy Ridge accessories give you confidence, regardless of the situation. Our sights, rest, stabilizers, quivers, and releases set you up to be successful season after season. There are plenty of factors to think about on the hunt. Your gear shouldn't be one of them. We're Trophy Ridge, and we build the tools that bow hunters trust.
We are outdoors people, boating, fishing, hunting, and we are coffee lovers.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
My husband and I, we met at a coffee shop about 20 years back. So we've grown to love different blends, different beans, and different types of coffee. And throughout our time together, we decided that we wanted to create something for ourselves. So that's where this all came into play. Even though that this location is in the heart of Macomb County, it's in Sterling Heights, Michigan, we are known nationwide and overseas and in Canada. This location specifically, we had a lot of other Made in Michigan and Macomb County residents that were in the same boat. So they came walking through our doors as well. And so what you see here today is just a culmination of different vendors, products, partnerships, and Made in Michigan products in our store today. We have our hunting line, Buck Baits, which is lures and attractants. And we also have Uncle Henry's Gourmet Meats, which is wild game, jerkies. We have Honey, Great Lakes Pickling Company, which is a Macomb County partner. Williams Cheese, Youper Bars, and Mackinac Island Fudge. People come here for that as well. When customers come in, if they're new, they don't know what to expect. And they always get greeted with, welcome to Deer Camp. And then they start looking around. They start realizing it's a lot of home products that they have in their house, maple syrups and coffee. And it's not just an outdoorsman, it's women, men, children. It's the community that come in here and they like it. They sit down at our cafe. They might have a venison hot dog, a cold brew coffee, and they enjoy their time here.
On the whole, I've never seen an artist do that. He left the stage, walked to the second area, which was way past the first row people. He passed the floor people, passed the first row area, and came down the main aisle between one and two of the sections, the main sections. And we're luckily like two seats off the main aisle, so I was able to easily put my hand. He like slapped everybody's, like, I'd never seen anything like
that.
Cool. And I was like, these guys are legit, man. They're just like good people. Like, you could tell. And then he had his kids there. I mean, it was really cool. Like, I was like, these guys. And their music's unbelievable. I mean, if you haven't heard of Need to Breathe, honestly, just look it up, start listening to it. It's like a mix between folk, country, and Christian. I don't even know how to say it. Like, it's like all over, you know?
It's
rocking, yeah. Though. It is freaking rocking, the stuff they do.
Yeah, I've seen them actually with Matt Carney in concert for the first time. I really didn't know who they were. Like, I didn't know I knew their songs.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
That's
like,
generally.
I didn't know of them. I knew their songs. But they were the headliner of the concert. I'm like, I don't even know if we're going to stick around to see them. And then when they started playing, I'm like, it's not just their music. Their live show is impressive visually.
It's everything about it. Yeah. I was like, is this like Dave Matthews Band? Like, this is a jam band. This is all of a sudden turned into a jam band. Like, I'm like, what is happening right now? This sounds better than a DMB concert I've been to, or an OAR concert, where those are legendary, you know, jam bands. And I'm thinking, who the heck? I never knew these. I thought they'd just come out and play some Christian song type thing, right? There's like, all the lights are flashing.
I'll never forget. God. I mean, I was super impressed, you know, by their performance. It is a concert I'd actually go back to, which is weird because I don't actively seek out concerts. I don't like them. I'm not.
Well,
I don't know what it is. I'd rather listen to it in my car and, play car karaoke.
I will say this. I agree with you on that. Here's what I don't like. I guess this is the issue for me. I don't like big venues. Pine Op is like my borderline.
Yes.
Like I might be able to do it if I sit in the yard.
Yeah.
But I'm not going down in the seats. Like it's too crowded to me. Comerica Park, all those, no. Absolutely 100% don't want to go ever again.
You go over to like Royal Oak Theater.
That's what I was getting at. So these small ones, though, I am down, dude. Yeah. Like this one here, this last one I went to is so awesome. It's all outside. You can go to the bathroom easily. You can get beers easily. I mean, it's just so simple. And when you leave, it was fast. Like everything about it was just awesome.
Well, it's a time suck, too. That's a big
part. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Especially with this, I could walk home from here. That's what I was crazy about. I'm like, geez, this is like the dream come true, you know? And now they still have OAR coming. They have Sarah McLachlan coming, which I thought was going to be, I can't believe that.
You should bring some dogs and stuff.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to bring the dog. I'm going to bring my dogs.
Yeah. Meg's got to look sad. In the arms of the angel.
Is that the song?
I don't think anybody listening to this, though.
They've already tuned off.
It's so no PETA. Left. It's so PETA.
What?
Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, who cares? Yeah. I don't care if she saves a dog.
She doesn't just save dogs.
What does she do?
She's total PETA, man.
But I don't care anything about PETA with her. I just care about her music and her saving a dog.
Oh, man.
Everything else, don't care.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I'm getting to the point in my life politically that I have to feel that way. Like, I can't worry about anybody's personal views. I can't worry about what they support, don't support. I don't know how else to say it. Like,
I care where
I don't want to get into too much detail.
I'm not giving her money.
I'm not giving her money. I'm giving the venue the money. They can decide if they give her the money.
I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, come on. Probably not.
But no, that's cool, man. To each its own.
She's already rich. Does it really matter?
If Milli Vanilli ever came back out, I'm sure you'd see that one too. But that's a cool thing. Dave and I, like, we've known each other forever. And, like, one of the connections we've always had was music. We always had similar interests in music. Listening to good stuff. He'd discover something, and then I would love it, and I would discover something, and he would love it. And it's gone back and forth for years. But it's kind of like all of our friends, you know?
Yeah.
The Johns and all that kind of stuff, too. And it's been really cool. But music and the outdoors, to me, I mean, there's nothing better than driving down the road in nice weather with the windows down and the top off the Jeep and... listening to some good music. So,
I want to say that I agree with that. But the other thing is that sometimes I sit back and I think, why did we do this Bow Hunter Planet idea, right? So outdoor podcast is one thing, but Bow Hunter Planet's the main thing that we've always had. And I thought about it, right? I was like, the thing is, and I try to explain this to people, it's hard to talk about it and get it right, but the thing is that...
We didn't want to pick up poop.
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you. I'm not even getting into that part of it. But the thing about it, though, I think what I was trying to capture, and I still today, is the camaraderie portion of it. Like that to me, the community.
Yeah.
So that feeling that you get when you go to hunt camp with your friends is what we're trying to keep. That's what we're doing.
You know what we should do? I know we didn't get to do a Christmas thing last year, right? But maybe we should do a virtual hunt camp. Have a big meeting, we can have people that sign up to come on to a e-meeting or a Zoom meeting, and we just do for a couple hours, just, telling stories, favorite hunting stories and all that kind of stuff. That'd be kind of cool.
I like it. Yeah.
That'd be fun. We'll sell tickets, so you got to buy a ticket to get in.
50 cents or...
No, I'm thinking $500, man. I mean, come on.
I'm thinking $1,000.
I mean, if you host it, I'd pay $500.
I might be able to get a dollar. You guys might be willing to do it.
All right, not $500. But I mean, we'd have to limit the people somehow, right? So you have to buy.
Well, you would stream the Zoom call.
Yeah.
So you have the Zoom call, can have 30 people on it, I think.
Right.
You can have a decent amount.
Right. And the only people that get the code are the people that.
Yeah, you invite. Oh, you mean you're going to pay them to get in?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought you meant that's the show. We provide the people, then you pay to watch it in the Zoom.
I think it'd be cool to have, a big kind of community event,
Well, we don't even need to pay them. They can just do team members.
True.
Membership.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants, they can sign up. It doesn't mean they're going to get on, but we can, filter them in and out.
I like it.
I like that idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have to work on that. Anyway, I was trying to catch the camaraderie portion of this, and it turned into a lot more, of course. But, like, my whole point is, no matter what is said or done or at the end of the day with Bowhunter Planet, it always comes back to the one thing. Like, it doesn't matter if all sponsors left us tomorrow. It doesn't matter if we never shot a different bow brand again or a bow brand didn't support our test live show. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, we didn't do it for the money. We didn't do it for the bows. We did it because we want to have that feeling and share that feeling. It's always been that way.
Yeah, we wanted an outlet to bring other people in.
Right? Yeah, correct. And not just that, give them the feeling. Also, get people in the archery. I mean, that was an issue I've seen for years that there's really no way to get these people in. All they're given is Chinese options, realistically price-wise. So, like, all these things kind of factored in my mind. Like, how can we get people to try? And when I say that, I mean like the Amazon buyer. Like, Amazon is the spot where these people are coming in, buying the lowest cost thing they can to see if they like it. I get it. I understand. I do it all the time with tools or something. Like, I'll buy a cheap tool. It's not a Milwaukee. It's a freaking Chinese garbage brand, Vetner or whatever, you know. Yeah. I'll be, oh, let me see if I even need it, right? And I try it. Oh, it works, or it breaks, or it works fine, right? So I'm just saying, like, how do you capture that market and then keep going? This has nothing to do, like, the bow companies aren't looking at this stuff. They're like, they're worried about, you know, dealers and keeping their people happy. They're not worried about
customer service,
the entry level. You know, I mean, Matthews is with NASP. I get that part. NASP has done a great job, but that's about it. And I don't know how much they really push on that. They just pay for it. You know what I mean? I don't know what else they do, but even NASP, right? NASP doesn't, they do a lot. I would never take that away from them, but they don't do enough. Like, there's
explain
more things.
What NASP is, though, because I feel like a lot
NASP of is the in the schools program for archery. So basically, when a school wants an archery program, NASP tries to set that up, and you know they bring in all the stuff. They get the bows from Matthews. They have Genesis in there. I don't know if they buy them.
How it works? I didn't know. So.
Yeah, it's a huge program, but it's just not. It's not, my point here in the story is, not only do you need a NASP, but you need other sectors of this, right? Not just the schools thing, but out of school and after online
club
and
program.
How do you know what I mean? Like, it's just that program's so big doing their own thing, they're not really doing other stuff. Now, I don't know the solution here. I'm just saying, like, there needs to be a headquarters and there needs to be multiple lines of these businesses.
Well, you know, I think the thing is too, though, is I don't know if they do this. So I'm not really versed on NASP, and if they do this, that's amazing. But I think there's a second step of shooting a bow is one thing. Hunting is a completely different.
Correct. I've separated it for the years. I've been trying to purposely separate it because even though our name's Bowhunter Planet, I don't want people to think they can't try archery.
Right.
So, like, that's why I've been very adamant of, you don't see a lot of hunting videos on our show or any in our space, our YouTube or anything, really. That's done for two reasons. One, because that's what the other side wants us to do so they can limit us. That's what they're trying to do. Hunting Public's been through some of that stuff where they're, you know, they can't monetize things. Like, that's what they're trying to do. They want you to show that stuff so they can get you. The other thing is, I knew I didn't want to pull away from people who don't want to do hunting, right?
Right.
So we have done some, don't get me wrong, but, like, my thought was, like, well, you know, these next couple of years, let's focus on the gear. Let's focus on entry-level tips. You know, because let's face it, guys, there's already great hunting shows out there.
Well, like,
you don't need ours. There's tons.
Exactly.
Of great
you
content.
Don't need to watch us hunt.
Right? Yeah, we suck. It's you don't want to watch us.
It's more about, like, what's in the marketplace that makes sense for you.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
you don't want to see Tim hunt. This is a waste of time.
Oh, dude, man, it'd be great.
He just sits there, cigars and stuff, whiskey,
turkey hunting, baby. Turkey hunting. So
anyway.
But yeah, no, it is, and we did, I mean, in the early days, we did have hunting shows, and it just wasn't something that I don't think we were passionate about all that much.
I have no problem having a hunting show, but I can't rely on me to do it.
Right.
That's all. So, like, if Bone Driven want to turn back on, as long as those guys are dedicated to doing the content and editing the content and finalizing it, I would support it and promote it.
Well, but there's 10 times the work when it comes to a show like that, too.
You have to make it intriguing. That's part of the problem. And if it's not intriguing, you have to have something different that's a twist, right? Like, maybe it's just a short type show, right? I don't know, but you'd have to do a lot of shorts. That makes sense, you know?
You also have to do a lot of hunting, and you have to be successful.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Yeah. That's why you see a lot of these cheaters cheating, you know, like poaching and stuff, because they're stressed out trying to
all that kind of stuff. But it's tough to do in Michigan, too. Is there a successful show in Michigan, like a successful hunting show that, like, does Michigan a lot? I don't think there is.
I mean, not that I know of.
I mean,
and
even a successful
show.
There's
been ones that tried.
Do they even travel to Michigan? I don't even know if they do, right? They're usually hunting out of state somewhere for their content.
There's one show I can think of that I'm trying to think what the guy's name is. It did well, but I mean, Michigan Outdoors TV is not necessarily hunting, but they and they've been successful for sure. But
they do a lot.
Who's the guy I'm thinking of? His son-in-law was on the show, American Archer.
I know what you're talking about.
Tom Nelson or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, that show's been around a while. That's done well. But not many, not many. I mean, maybe a couple, handful, if that. Yeah. But anyway.
I think if we were, you know, different state or we were travelers for hunting, that's something we've never really.
Well, again, I don't care. It's not going to come from these people here. Yeah. But if other people on the team wanted to ignite it, they can do it. I don't care. I'll support and get sponsors and everything, but it's got to be done. You got to do what you say you're going to do.
We need some young blood, man. That's what we need. We need some young.
Who wants this show? Take over. We don't want it anymore. It's up to you. I just want to sit back and hunt.
Come back. Come in and do a co-host, man. We'll try out.
Yeah.
It's all good.
We got to get. No, I actually was thinking about hiring some people, like trying to get some kids involved. You know, I thought about it. Summer internships and all, like just even editing, like just edit these videos. Here you go. You know, have fun. Learn how to do it. Have fun with it. You know, get some laptops we can give them to use, you know, and get stuff done. You know, I mean, I think eventually they'll have to come to that. I mean, in order to grow and, you know, but you need a good team. It's got to be a solid.
Yeah. It is, you need somebody that has a passion for it.
That's the hardest part. A niche like archery and bow hunting is very niche-y, you know.
Yeah. I mean, finding people that like the outdoors and computers, you know.
I mean, they are there, but they're already doing their own shows.
Exactly.
That's the issue, but that's the problem. People don't realize everybody wants to do their own show, right? I get it. I understand, but that's not the way to do it. It really isn't. You're better off joining a bigger organization like Bow Hunter Planet and making a name for yourself and making this bigger, too, because you can make more money.
Well, back 10 years ago, maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
But now everybody can do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So there's no point in starting from scratch.
You lose your voice. I was listening to this thing about Napster's anniversary, you know, and that came up and how they changed the industry because they went from, you know, record labels – producing content and pushing out content to Napster, kind of like this online, you can get anything you want. And then that kind of flowed into YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and all these different channels for artists to be able to post their own content. And the problem is that now you have so many outlets and so many people doing it, you lose your voice.
Yeah, they lost completely MySpace.
And it kind of came full circle where like the producers, the record producers are now a big part of that again, because the only way to break your voice out of the crowd is to have
give
them,
it away.
Yeah, is to have them.
It's
back
so crazy.
You and push it, right?
So. It's so crazy. It's such a different flip from what it was with Napster and
all
the fight they fought for was what was important at the time. I get it. You know, to them it was stealing, but when you think about it, look at today. Like, I can use any of those songs, and who's a benefit? Everybody. If I use their song in a video, and the video does 4 million views, they just got that song in front of 4 million people, and maybe some of them will buy it, maybe not, but who cares? That's what I'm saying. Like, why would it matter? At that point, you're making... But now it's different, though, now, because they can actually make money on it, and they can figure it out, you know, whereas before... They weren't getting anything. Well, so I get
business
it.
Business plan is holding the copyrights to it, right?
Yeah.
I was reading something the other day where I forget whose music they were buying. Some famous artist that I think had passed away, but they were buying it for like $1 billion.
Wow!
I'm like, holy cow, man! Like, how much? I mean, they obviously expect to make more than that if that's what they're spending on it, you know. But that it's just so. I think it was Sony Music with somebody else that was purchasing it, but it was crazy to me the numbers that they were throwing out there. So.
Why don't they buy BHP for $1 billion? Right? That'd be so awesome. Don't you guys want to see that? We could give a free Bose forever.
you wouldn't believe the content we would be putting out.
We wouldn't be doing anything. There'd be a whole team of professionals.
The royal we.
Yeah, there'd be professional hosts, not us losers.
Oh, man. You'd see me on a boat.
Yeah, we'd be on a boat.
Drinking smoked cocktails.
Hey, I hope you guys are doing well.
Catching tunas.
All right, guys. Sorry this one went all over the place, but... we'll see you next time, and you guys, you know, be safe. We'll have some content back for you on the Total Archery Challenge when we get back, and hopefully we'll have some more stuff coming up, but till then, we'll see you next time.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.